Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I had a random start here with John Jackson, the Joker from X, joining us here for our statewide show. John, I have zero desire to go to Mars. You know, if we eventually send a space crew to Mars, I have zero desire to be a part of that mission. I don't know about you.
But well, only thing I know about Mars is it ain't the kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell. That's at least that's what I heard.
So, yeah, I forgot you were with me when the last time I got to interview Scott Kidd Petit. He's a former Air Force Thunderbird pilot, retired lieutenant colonel in the Air Force, and then he teamed up with Jared Isaacman and SpaceX, and then he was the mission pilot on the Polaris Dawn mission. So after SpaceX went up and rescued the astronauts that Joe Biden left in space, actually, it was the day of the rescue mission, you and I got to talk to Scott Kidd Petit. Well, I listened to a four-hour-long podcast that he did with the Sean Ryan Show, and it was fascinating. But he was talking about how, you know, when he went up to space, what, 6 months ago, you know, it was a relatively short trip, right? Eventually, and I think Elon Musk believes that within 4 years, he thinks we can send a crew to Mars for the first time ever. You know how long that trip would be?
Oof.
8 months there, 8 months back, and that doesn't even count the time on the ground if you actually get boots on the ground on Mars. Can you imagine being stuck in a tube with you know, a handful of your best friends for 8 months just traveling through space? Man, maybe for one day, but then it's like, man, I'm out. Like, well, oh, my goodness.
God forbid, don't do it when there's a Democrat in the White House. I mean, because they will leave you up there 100%. I mean, you saw them just do it.
Or forget that they sent you in the first place. Yeah. And, oh, man. Yeah, but that was crazy. Crazy listening to Kidd Petit. He just, you know, because, you know, we caught up with him for about, you know, 15, 20 minutes at the second half of the show here. But full 4 hours, just a remarkable interview to, talking with him about, you know, his whole career and everything like that. We got to talk about this big story. So this is a story from the liberal Montana Free Press, a very liberal news publication here. But they do some interesting reporting. Here's the headline. Frustrated with persistent violence, Fort Peck community members demand change. John, I read through all, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pages of this story. Not one mention of drug cartels, open borders, fentanyl, meth. Well, maybe there was fentanyl and meth mentioned, but no mention of the drug cartels, illegal immigration, Tren de Aragua, nada, nothing.
It's like Joe Biden came in here and dumped over this trash dumpster all over your street, and these reporters come by and say, why is it Donald Trump picking up this garbage? You know, and you've got a judge out there already telling Donald Trump, no, you cannot pick up that garbage.
No, leave it in place. Yeah. Leave it in place. Yeah, great point. All right, hold that thought.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so I shared this story on X yesterday, and I included John Jackson, the Joker, here on this thread as well. Frustrated with persistent violence, Fort Peck community members demand change. And basically the story is a story I've told you guys about before, which is where now a bunch of locals, because of the recent violence on the Fort Peck Reservation, in some young lives that have been taken, et cetera, community members have been holding these protests out on the streets to basically call out this violence and call for change, et cetera. But, yeah, John, I shared this yesterday, and I said, no mention of drug cartels, borders, illegal immigration, or Trende Aragua. Dan Bruner, who's the former FBI Hispanic gang expert who lives in Bozeman, you know, he's been on the show talking about Trende Aragua. There were three drug-related arrests recently in Wolf Point that garnered some headlines, and we had him on the show talking about that. And he made this point, you know, kind of along the lines of what you and I are talking about here. Here we have the liberal media that downplayed the open borders invasion over the last 4 years. And especially in the 2024 U.S. Senate race, they didn't want to talk about open borders killing people on the reservations because they needed the reservation vote to come out for John Tester and the Democrats. But now they're downplaying it even still today because they want to provide cover fire for these liberal judges that are trying to block Trump from getting these criminal illegal aliens out of this country. But Dan Bruner added this. He says, and this is why they, meaning Trende Aragua, the drug cartels, Hispanic gangs, etc., this is why they are able to flourish here in the state of Montana. Because either we don't recognize the danger, or the media doesn't want to acknowledge it. They don't want to acknowledge that connection. And I think, it comes back to the Trump derangement syndrome in the media.
Nothing is ever going to change out there as long as these radical activists wearing robes are going to be blocking President Trump's every move to try to get rid of all these illegal alien gangbangers who are invading the reservations up here and causing all of the violence and all of the drug addiction and the drug trafficking that's happening there. We've known that for how long? 20 years?
Yeah. And speaking of judicial overreach, want to get to that topic here for sure. This morning, I know congressional Republicans are working to rein this in as we speak, especially when it comes to these nationwide injunctions, which have just been off the charts since not only since President Trump was sworn in January of 2025, but it was off the charts in his first term as well. But the other story that I wanted to mention, John, I know you saw my coverage. We've now tied the Trende Aragua illegal aliens that were arrested by the Border Patrol and deported. The news came out of the Havre sector for the Border Patrol here in Montana, and they also told us that a U.S. citizen was arrested for helping to smuggle these illegal aliens into this country. Well, we got the court documents. We got the affidavit from the Border Patrol, which ties the whole case back to Shelby, Montana. This woman had a house in Shelby. She had illegal aliens at her house in Shelby. That's where she was running this whole smuggling ring out of, apparently. And again, look at the lack of media coverage, the lack of follow-up, even if they covered the Border Patrol's initial report. How come I'm the only guy who thought to pick up, you know, the phone or send an email to the U.S. Attorney's Office to get more details and find out that, oh, the case ties back to Shelby, Montana? It's like, but yet this is the same media here in Montana, the TV stations and others, who went into all-out freak-out mode trying to scare Native Americans into thinking they were going to get deported. I mean, give me a break.
Hey, great piece. I put it up on my Twitter account. Our boy John Kennedy, Foghorn Leghorn out of Louisiana, he had a great piece back and forth with a member of the DOJ in a committee the other day, and they just flat out tell you this nationwide injunction crap that these judges are doing. First of all, there is no precedent not from the Supreme Court to do this, and they flat out have no authority to do it. They just do it, and it's accepted. And that, I mean, that just needs to stop. Right now, the Trump administration is just going to have to stand up and say, you know what? We don't acknowledge this authority to enjoin us across the country, and we're not complying with it.
Well, that's why when Chief Justice John Roberts came out and clutched pearls after Donald Trump was criticizing these absurd rulings from these district court judges, and Roberts, you know, clutches his pearls, well, we need to, you know, defend the judiciary. Okay, then get off your butt, John Roberts, because I get it. There's only a handful of U.S. Supreme Court justices. I get it. You've got thousands of cases that want to be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court every year, and you can only handle so much. But if you want to maintain the reputation of the judiciary, then get off your butt and bring this nonsense to a halt. The United States Supreme Court has already ruled on this and the use of the Alien Enemies Act. And the Supreme Court said district judges do not have the authority to stop this from happening. So Justice Roberts, get off your butt and maintain the integrity of the system and stop just taking your sweet little time this stuff, because our country was invaded.
Speaking of that, about stuff that's already been ruled on, you've got this Obama judge, this Edward Chen, that just yesterday is now blocking President Trump from revoking the temporary protected status of 350,000 Venezuelans. And you've had the Supreme Court over and over again say flat out, immigration policy is 100% the purview of the president. And they just don't even care.
Yeah.
They're just going to say, no, I'm controlling it, not you.
And that's why the liberal media outlets here in Montana are downplaying and not digging further into stories like the Trende Aragua operatives in Shelby, Montana, because they're covering for those liberal judges.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, back to it here with John Jackson, the Joker from X. We're taking your phone calls as well. If you want to jump in on the conversation, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. So, yeah, John, this was very early on as Trump and Tom Holman started, going after the most hardened of the criminal illegal aliens. I say the most hardened of the criminal illegal aliens because any illegal alien is a criminal. They broke the laws. They're in this country illegally. They're all criminals. The most hardened, we're talking about the rapists, the murderers, the gang members, the drug dealers, etc. And what did the liberal Montana media freak out about? They went into freak out mode. Oh, Native Americans are worried they're going to get deported. Oh, give me a freaking break. Give me a freaking break. And we called it out on the show at the time. So here you've had actual Native Americans be targeted by the drug cartels and by Trende Aragua. And it's causing all this violence and all this harm to families and kids. And liberal media downplays it and doesn't talk about actual harm. But natives are going to be deported. They freak out about that. It's just like their coverage of these fake, phony, so-called town hall meetings where sweater boy Mark Roscoe shows up at these things. These fake phony town halls were basically funded by these George Soros affiliated organizations. They're left wing front groups. It's the same people that show up at every other stinking protest. But the liberal media just drools all over these things. Sorry, I'm spitting on it, but that's what they were doing. They were just spitting, drooling everywhere, slobbering over these fake phony town hall meetings. But when there's actual stories about a woman in Shelby, Montana, smuggling Trende Aragua illegal alien gang members into our state. Maybe a little mention of the first day story, but certainly no follow-up.
Got a great little piece of inside info from a source over there in Bozeman that you and I both know.
Ah.
And apparently he's got a lot of information that Montana citizens are actively and constantly calling that tip line. Calling the ICE tip line, and ICE is responding. So that's everybody out there listening, call that tip line because it's working. ICE will respond. And see, we need that as far as cleaning up the state of Montana of all these people. We need them to know out there, the illegals that have penetrated our society, that we see you, we're calling, and ICE will come get you.
You might know an answer to this question. So I reshared a story that I wrote on our Montana Talks website. I republished it so that it would show up at the top of the feed again, because I wrote the story like a month or so ago about the ICE tip line, the phone number, the website. The website's really easy to find. And this story out of Shelby, Montana, the affidavit that was written by the I mentioned this yesterday on the show, the affidavit from the Border Patrol agent says that the Toole County Sheriff's Office received tips about that woman from local citizens in Shelby who said they believed she was housing illegal aliens. So again, good job by the people in Shelby, Montana, who saw something and said something, right? And And look, if there's nothing there, the authorities will investigate and determine there's nothing there. But it's a tip line to give a lead, to give a tip. Some of the I saw some of the Democrat operatives that want to continue to protect these illegal aliens. They shared my story on Facebook, and it was somebody in Lake County in particular. There's like a Lake County News Facebook page. I noticed there were a couple of them that were encouraging their friends to call the tip line with fake information just to distract law enforcement. John, you're a retired federal law enforcement officer, so correct me if I'm wrong here, but can't these people be prosecuted for knowingly giving false information to law enforcement?
You surely can. And if at the end of that tip line, if they're requiring you to give a name, they probably don't because it's an anonymous tip line. That's the only thing about that.
Yeah.
Like filing a false police report, if you actually make a criminal complaint against somebody and sign your name to it, that's where you can be charged. But what they need to do is go out and make examples of these people. If you find out people are doing that you get that phone number, track them down, go knock on their door and just find anything you can use on them. A lot of these people probably got outstanding warrants and all these other things. Go out and screw with them and just letting everybody know, hey man, I tried to screw with that tip line and they came out for me, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, and yeah, also it might be, you know, worth pointing that out on some of those Facebook pages as well. All right, phone lines are open. 406-294-0970. Eric in Wolf Point. We had Eric in Wolf Point on the line earlier, but I think he hung up before we had a chance to get to him on the phone line. So, Eric, call back in because we want to hear from you. Meanwhile, we've got Bill in Billings. Bill, what's going on?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Well, you know, last weekend, the Democrats called for nationwide protests against Tesla and Doge and everything. So here in Billings at Yellowstone County, they had about 20 nutcases show up to do their protest. And, of course, both of our local TV stations were there filming them and interviewing them.
Oh, yeah. Slobbering all over it.
That night and the next morning, they're on the news and they're playing their things. And the local paper is down there taking their pictures, and the next morning their pictures are on in the paper. You know, the real story there's about 125,000 people in Yellowstone County that were not down there protesting. It's crazy, and it's the same thing in the national news. Some nut job has got a hammer and a little model of a Tesla, and he's beating it and trying to break it up. And it's on nationwide TV coverage. You know, it's nuts. The very few nut jobs, all the coverage they get. So we all got to just take it with a grain of salt and not think that they're really representing many people.
Yeah, that's right. No, it reminds me of when there was a walkout at West High School in Billings. It was a walkout to support gun control. And the liberal mob media had a field day with that one. Look at all these kids supporting gun control. And it's like it was a beautiful sunny day. I don't know about you, John, but, you know, beautiful sunny day. Middle of the day, I don't know what, you know, 16-year-old John Jackson would have done, but 16-year-old Aaron Flint might have said, you know, I'm not going to go support that stupid rally, but I'm going to go outside because the weather's nice. I got an excuse to get out of school. What the heck? It was like a tiny fraction of the kids that went outside for the gun control protest. The rest of them stayed in class because it was cooler to stay in school than it was to go out to the stupid gun control march, you know?
One of the little scams that the media always pulls, like your caller was just talking about, is if they have some, you know, 15 people, you know, at your town square are going to protest for one of these paid things, then they will make sure and get the tightest shot possible with their still shots or with their video to make it look like, God, there's this throng, there's this huge crowd of people because they have this really, really tight shot on them. And whereas if you pulled back, you would see that there's hardly anybody standing there.
Well, it's like I was laughing about, you know, the other big story that, you know, that was much ado about nothing this week with a lot of these TV stations and the liberal media in Montana was Transgender Day of Visibility. We're visible. We need to be visible. Yeah, we know you guys are visible. You've had more visibility than anybody else in the entire freaking state of Montana for the last 2 years. Oh, but we need our day of visibility so we could be visible. Yeah, you've been visible.
Did you see the one that got up at that day of visibility conference? Look, I swear to God, looked like the Penguin from Batman. I mean, this person, I don't know if it's a he, she, it, what it was. It looks like it lives under a bridge. I mean, it's just a freaking cartoon, man. You're looking at this like, come on, dude, come on. They did not put you up here to talk.
Oh, man. But it's just like literally like, we need to be visible. Oh, you guys have gotten way too much visibility. You got more visibility than everybody else. I mean, give me a break.
Oh, that troll needed way less visibility. Trust me. Whoosh.
Oh, man. Let's see. Where do we go next? What do we talk about next? You tell us, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Speaking of Teslas, man, we had such a cool conversation earlier. John and I were talking with a guy in Anaconda, Montana, and Trevor in Anaconda. And it was funny because he was telling us about what life was like as a Tesla EV owner just a few years ago, and what life is like as a Tesla EV owner now. I got to get that audio on our Montana Talks website later today because it was great. Because, I mean, basically, like, yeah, the people that despised him, you know, 6 years ago and would block his charging station with their diesel pickup trucks, now they love him. And the blue-haired, angry hippies that did too many drugs in the 60s, I'm embellishing a little bit more than what Trevor said, they would have loved him a few years ago. Now they hate him. Well, I mean, just how the tables have turned, huh?
It was amazing to me. I've told this story on your show one time before, is going across the state with my team to these different meets, and you pull into these, I mean, all over the place, not just in one spot. You pull into these, like, hotels or a big gas station truck stop to, you know, make a stop, and you see these lines of the EV charging stations, and not only is nobody there, not ever, but these trucks and campers will just go ahead and park right beside there because they go, it's like free parking, and nobody's ever going to want to park there.
Yeah, sometimes they're blocking the charging station, not to be jerks, but it's just, like I say, well, nobody's using it, so I might as well park there.
Nobody's used it for the last 5 times I've been through here. So.
Yeah, I should figure out if I could plug my camper into it. I did see, we actually, where were we camping at? And, I'm packing up the camper, we're leaving. I think this was when we were in Yellowstone. I actually got a spot in Yellowstone one year. And I see this, it was in Ennis. We went camping in Ennis, floated the river. And I see this EV pull into the spot next to me. And he's just sitting there using the camper hookup to charge his car. As I roll out with my gas-powered, you know, pickup in no time whatsoever. You
shake your head like, sorry, bro. Sorry.
See you, man. Sorry, yeah. Have fun.
Fox on set.
New AI-driven software technology exists that could help U.S. Border Patrol agents and the Department of Homeland Security find fentanyl traffickers coming across the southern border. But Fox News has learned these advanced AI solutions remain underutilized or not used at all due to what the company's founder says is a bureaucratic holdup at DHS that began under the Biden administration and continues today. Sultan Megji, the CEO of Frontier Foundry, explains how his company's software can pick out which truck in line at the border is likely carrying fentanyl.
Something that we noticed is how gas is paid for in the trucks and the payments. We noticed patterns of behavior of the trucks themselves, the trailers themselves, where they ended up.
Most fentanyl enters the U.S. through legal border crossings via semi-trucks driven by American citizens. With Fox on Tech, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see areas of snow and some mixed precipitation today across the Bozeman area, where 2 to upwards of 5 inches is possible by this evening. Otherwise, areas of rain, a little mixed precip as well towards Billings with no accumulation expected there. High temperatures from 38 in Bozeman and near 50 in Billings. Areas of snow and mixed precip tonight with lows in the upper 20s to the mid-30s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordland.
USDA's prospective plantings report came out yesterday, and the all wheat planted area for 2025 is estimated to be 2% lower than last year at 45.4 million acres. USDA's Patrick Boyle.
This is our second look at winter wheat planted acres for the 2025 crop. Acreage is down 2.3% from December survey and 0.2% compared to last season. That 33.3 million acres appears to be in line with recent years. Winter wheat acreage by state, a couple of record lows to report in California and Virginia. Switching gears now to other spring wheat, acreage is expected to be down 5.7% or 605,000 acres from last season. North Dakota and Montana, the two largest spring wheat states, both reported decreased spring wheat planting intentions.
If the overall wheat planted acreage is down 2% from last year, it would represent the second lowest all wheat planted area since 1919. As for corn planted acreage in 2025, that's estimated to come in at 95.3 million acres, up 5% from last year and above average pre-report estimates. Compared to 2024, planted acreage is expected to be up or unchanged in 40 of the 48 estimating states, including our neighbors, North Dakota and Idaho. I'm Lane Northland. Have a great day.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Let's jump right into the phone lines here. 406-294-0970. And then, John, you know, it's been a while since we've done a Missoula transient update. We've talked a lot about the transient crisis. You know, we've talked a lot about the open borders invasion of illegal aliens, but then there's the transient invasion of Missoula, Montana, we've talked a lot about. We've got an update on that front we'll get to here in just a second. But first, let's go to Sandy in Kalispell. Sandy, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I was born in Canada, and my parents immigrated when I was 3 years old. I have been down in the United States my whole life. I continue to update my resident alien card. So now I'm over 60 years old. I've raised my family. I have a home. And we have two dogs that broke out of the fence, like, about 3 weeks ago. Flathead Animal Shelter picked them up, called us. We came and paid the fine, or whatever it was, overnight fee, and we got the dogs back. Last week, the dogs broke the fence again. Flathead Animal Shelter came and picked the dogs up. Oh, sorry. When they picked them up the first time, these are my husband, my boyfriend's dogs, but he lost his wallet when he was hunting. So they had to put the dogs into someone with an ID, so we put them in my name. So the second time they broke the fence, that was last week. We went and got the dogs yesterday, and they gave me a ticket, a $50 ticket for each dog, for a dog at large.
Okay.
This means I have broken the law.
So
I am a resident alien.
So you're worried you're going to get deported? Are you worried you're going to get deported then because you got a couple of tickets for your dogs being loose?
That's right, because it's a resident alien. You cannot break the law.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know, I'm no lawyer to give you legal advice. John, you're a retired federal law enforcement officer, but I think things like speeding tickets, minor little things like your dogs being loose, I don't think Sandy really has that much to be worried about. I don't know your thoughts.
No, absolutely none. And, but, you know, first of all, that's one of my pet peeves because of living in South America for so long where no one takes control of their animals, and you are, even if you live in a nice neighborhood, you are subjected to people's barking dogs all day, every day, and dogs loose in the streets and everything. I mean, you have to take care of your animals, but no, she's not at risk at all. No.
Although I would say this, I mean, I'm, Sandy, I think you're totally fine. No, like they're going after the hardened criminal, illegal aliens. Like you're here on a legal basis. That's different. But I remember, heck, there was a business owner in Billings, Montana. They were a Canadian family. They owned, actually, they used to own a gym in town. They owned another cool business that would provide services to the oil fields. And great family. We went to church together. And I asked somebody, I said, hey, whatever happened to that family? And they're like, they had to go back to Canada because apparently the federal government deemed that they weren't providing an economic providing an economic benefit to the United States by being here. I'm like, they had two businesses, like, but then they open up the doors for these illegal aliens to just run rampant in here. And so what I would say is that with Donald Trump, I think you're safe, Sandy. Under Biden, who knows? You're a law-abiding Canadian hanging out in the United States, you know, and all you got was a couple of tickets for your dogs. They still might have found out a way to kick you out of here, but they'd let these, you know, drug cartels run rampant.
Yeah, absolutely. Over the years, because I spent so much time down there, I've tried to help a few good people get actual legal documents to be legally here through visas, through work permits, whatever. And man, it is just outrageous. I mean, it's just like we talked about the lady earlier about trying to return Social Security money. It's the same thing. Anytime you actually engage them legally, they drag you through a process. This shit is just so ridiculous. It will go on for a year or 2 years, and then they finally just tell you no. I had an actual immigration attorney tell me one time, tell your friend the only way they're going to really be in here for the long term is to marry a U.S. citizen, period. That's it.
All right. That was at least the pickup line that John would use on the foreign girls at the bar back in the day. Well, you know, necesitas.
Let me tell you, the last thing you want to come back with is a war bride. You do not want to have that happen because, I mean, they are ironing your underwear and cooking your food while you're down south, and they get up here and listen to Oprah for 2 years and forget about it.
Oh, man. All right, let's go to Jeff in Helena listening to KCAP. Jeff, great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to get yours and John's take on the election city in Florida and Wisconsin. I think we're going to be okay, but I'm kind of worried about Wisconsin with that Supreme Court race. But when it comes down to it, if anybody's to blame, it's going to be the Republicans. And I'm a staunch conservative, but I think that with the election being held, you know, it's April Fool's Day, of course, and it's a off election, that, you know, Wisconsin, from what I understand, Trump won by, you know, 1.7 million, and if those people would get out, it's going to be a slam dunk.
Yeah. But
I just think that people, Republicans have a reputation of being lazy, and like I say, I'm a staunch conservative, I'm a registered Republican, but I'm worried about the Republicans just taking for granted that, oh, we'll be okay.
Well, it's also Trump brought a whole bunch of new people to the table, too. I mean, he brought a lot of people who didn't get involved before. They're now involved. But unfortunately, they'll come out for Trump when Trump's on the ballot, but then they'll sit out midterm elections or important Supreme Court elections like the one in Wisconsin today. And why is the Wisconsin seat important? Because if the hardcore leftists have control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, they have control of redistricting. They gerrymander the congressional seats and try to get Democrats back in control of Congress. John, that's why our Montana Supreme Court elections are so important as well. The Democrats shouldn't have gotten as many seats in the legislature as they did, but they did because of our left-wing Supreme Court and redistricting.
That's yet another thing that is just outrageous judicial overreach. How in the bloody H did we ever allow judges anywhere to draw congressional lines? That ought to be done by your legislature in conduct with your governor, just like you pass a law. How is it that the judges get to do this?
Yeah, and that would require a constitutional change here in Montana. Because right now, if the two Democrats and the two Republicans can't agree on a commission chair for redistricting, then the left-wing mob on the Montana Supreme Court gets to pick the tie-breaking vote. Well, you know what they do, right? Which is why our Supreme Court elections are so important here in Montana. Yet how many people sit it out or have no idea who these candidates even are, right? Speaking of Helena, this is a really cool story out of Helena, Montana. We'll end on a light note here this morning. Did you guys see this young man, 23 years old, from Helena, Montana. He was on American Idol. I didn't see it. I don't watch a lot of TV, but I've got a great story on our Montana Talks website. Here's the headline. Amazing Montana singer has viral American Idol performance. This is a 23-year-old man from Helena. Apparently, he works as a flight test engineer. And he thought, what the heck? I'm going to try out for American Idol. So there he is with Luke Bryan, Carrie Underwood. And then, was that Lionel Richie? I don't know. Do you watch American Idol, John? I think it was Lionel Richie, if I'm not mistaken. So, but anyway, I'll play just a brief clip of the song. But seemed like just a really nice young man. I think that's part of why the judges said, you know what? Let's keep this kid going. He seems like a great kid out of Montana. And he had a great voice, too.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, he's 23 years old, Helena, Montana. He has never really performed in front of crowds before, so even Carrie Underwood and Luke Bryan, they were like, you know what? We can tell this guy has never performed in front of crowds before, but we like his voice. We like him. We're going to give him a shot on American Idol. This was Trenton Wright. And you can see the full video on our Montana Talks website right now.
Ever?
Wow.
Quite a leap right here,
yes,
buddy.
Yes, it is.
You're just taking a swing at it and going, it's either this or airplanes.
Yeah. Yes, sir. This could be a life-changing moment for me. Today is the day that I will find out whether music will be my path.
You're a bitch, girl, and he's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on your old man's money. You can rely on your old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, and he's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway.
All right, there you go. Anyway, they could tell he was a little nervous, but so they eventually stopped him, and they said, all right, come on over, and they started shaking him and, you know, trying to show him how to dance in front of everybody. But pretty cool, pretty cool. They said he looks like Luke Grimes' little brother. Luke Grimes plays one of the characters in Yellowstone. So, anyway, cool story there. So
that was the great lesson of the original Rocky movie, and you just heard it right there said again. Is take your shot. I mean, no matter what, you win, lose, you took your crack at this thing. You didn't deny your dream. You know, when you're 80 years old and sitting in your rocking chair, you know you at least tried.
That's right.
That's what you'll have in your memory and in your soul is you know you tried.
Good point. Yeah, because he could have said, man, I've never sang in front of people. What am I going to do? Jump on this. But he said, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. Now he's really got a shot now. Yeah. So. Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool. I never watch TV, so I'm glad Jesse James had that story for our Montana Talks website here earlier this morning. Another story, this one came out of Missoula. This was Dennis Bragg wrote this story a couple of days ago. Here's the headline, John. This popular Missoula trail will be less scary soon. So it's a nice feel-good story about how a popular walking trail, a popular running trail in the heart of the city of Missoula will now have street lights, John, because apparently it was getting a little dangerous. People didn't want to walk on the trail. Had to be the grizzly bears. Definitely could not be the transients that have been allowed to invade the city of Missoula and consume so much of your taxpayer dollars. No, couldn't be them.
You know, I take my team over to Missoula a couple times a year for meets over there. We're staying overnight. And, of course, you know, the kids want to get out. They want to go to different shops and go all around. And I have to tell them, like, look, first of all, y'all got to be in a group of people. You cannot go by yourself. You got to be back here before it's dark. You know, all this, because you know Missoula that was 10 years ago is not the Missoula of today. And you can't have lone kids out there walking the streets with all these illegal, crazy, dope addict criminals running around out there.
Well, what reminded me of that story was Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was on with Hannity last night, and they were talking property taxes and, you know, relief and more. But they were also talking about how the left has gone so insane and why the Democrat Party brand is so toxic right now. Here's part of what Florida Governor DeSantis said.
Let me tell you, that is not because of bad marketing. It's because the results of their leftism have been toxic. You have defecation in the streets of San Francisco. When you have a map with entire cities covered in that, that is toxic. When you see tents all over Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles with homeless everywhere, that is toxic.
All right, and same thing in Missoula, Montana. Remember Sandy Vasica, the Missoula City Council member? She talked about how she couldn't even take her little kid to the park anymore because a homeless guy was defecating in the water fountain.
Hey, did you see that story where, I guess, because of the COVID money is running out and also because Trump's coming in, Missoula said they're not going to get any more of this federal money to house and keep these people up. So, by God, we're going to have to start pooling money. And they made the assertion that you're going to have to pitch in as Missoula citizens and help out. You know, but you know, you're going to have to dig in your wallet and maybe put them up in your backyard or whatever. You guys are going to have to help us out now to keep all these drug addict criminal thugs roaming around your neighborhood.
John Jackson, the Joker from X. You can find him on X at PVT Joker US, Private Joker US. You can find me on X at Aaron Flint. I just got a breaking news alert from, I think, the New York Times regarding Attorney General Pam Bondi. But you already had this news via X several minutes ago, so maybe we close out the show with that about a minute ago.
Yeah, she just declared here about 20 minutes ago, according to a post I saw, that the DOJ will be seeking the death penalty against Luigi Mangione, the shooter of the United Healthcare CEO. And to get a death penalty in a federal case is a very, very narrow window. I'd like to see, you know, how she's making that work in the statutes, but good for her. That's a premeditated murder.
Yeah, and I did see they've already announced charges against one of the suspects who allegedly firebombed a Tesla dealership down in Loveland, Colorado. So that soy boy is going to be prosecuted. So, I showed you his photo earlier. I mean, classic. He was probably at some transgender day of visibility when they picked him up.
Arrests are great, but without cutting off the money, that's a Band-Aid on a shotgun wound. You got to cut off the money.
Well said.